Welcome, welcome. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
All right. So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always grateful that you could join us, that you would listen in. We want to encourage you to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There you can see some of our other episodes and just other things that we're doing. Also, we love to hear from you. So be sure to comment maybe in the comment section or review us on your podcast app. Mm-hmm. And Keontae, man, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good, man. You know, I can't complain. It's a new year, new me. Nah, but it is a new year, though.
It's a new year, and I'm really excited for 2019, man. I want to encourage our listeners, if you're interested in me coming to your church, I have my new book, Chasing Happily Ever After, and I actually, you know, kicked off the new year with a promise, and that promise was, if you get the book and you feel like it did not bless you, it did not help you, and encourage you, then you write to me, and then I will refund your money, because that's how much I believe that this book will be a blessing to you and how it's been a blessing to so many others. So with that said, man, our topic is, does he have what it takes to be a husband?
Right.
And I don't know, man, when you first kind of heard that topic, what were you thinking about seeing that you're a husband?
Well, it's just the qualities that you have as a man. Like, you know, I think a lot of us, men and women alike, we kind of think that we're ready for marriage, but I don't think we really go over the qualities and the characteristics and just the mindset you have to go into marriage, you know? So,
right. And I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, you know, with in a similar way where many times we want to be in a relationship, but are you really prepared, you know, as far as what all that entails? Are you really prepared to be ultimately a husband,
right,
or a wife? And today what we're going to do is we're going to focus in mainly on the male. We're going to mainly focus in on the roles kind of a husband. And then we'll do another podcast where we'll focus in on kind of the roles of a woman. And we'll try to have a guest on here. So that way, you know, we can get more of a woman insight, right?
Right.
All right, man. So what you got? Also, I do want to say this is that you might be listening. You might say, okay, well, I just want to be a better husband, or I want to know if I'm ready to be a husband. You'll be able to gain the same things. And so these are things that we should evaluate as men, as well as if you are a woman, these are things that you should be looking for. So if you're dating someone, what are you praying for? What are those red flags that you might want to see as far as a warning that he might not be ready to be that husband that he says he wants to be.
Right.
All right, man. So what you got?
All right, man. So my first thing on this list is that he's committed. Now what that means.
Okay.
That's kind of open-ended or whatnot. And what I mean by committed, meaning he's consistent on his commitments. A lot of times, you know, we say we're going to do something, or we're going to do this and do that. And we kind of, you know, we'd be like, oh, man, next week got here and I just didn't do that. You know what I mean? And when it comes to being a husband, those aren't really great qualities to have, because when you want to marry somebody, you want to know that that person is going to do exactly what they said they're going to do, that they're going to create goals and create a plan and actually stick to that plan. You know,
right.
And that they're going to actually follow through with everything, you know, that they've already stated, you know, because.
So what would that look like? Because, I mean, we're not perfect.
Right.
Right. And so we're going to make mistakes. And I think that sometimes, you know, I'll be honest, as women, sometimes I feel like they're hard on us as men. And so what would that look like as a man or a woman might be trying to judge my commitment level?
Well, you can just look at, because I don't want this to sound like, when I say committed, that, like, you know, it's just kind of relationship based, but you just look at his life. Like, is he committed? Is he the type of person that gets up and goes to work every day, or is he one of the people be like, you know, woke up this morning, wasn't really feeling it, so I'm gonna just go ahead and use a sick day. Just like, are you sick? Nah, but right, I think, right, I'm gonna stay home. That, you know what I mean? Those are kind of red flags to commitment. Like, so you're not even, you know what I mean? You're not even sick. Nothing's happened. You didn't have a rough day. You just wanted to stay home. Granted. Right.
And that's definitely a quality, I feel like, of men that we struggle with, where we kind of talk out the side of our mouth sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not all men. So please, if you're listening to this, we're not trying to judge all men, but we just want to keep it real. Can we keep it real?
Yeah, let's keep it real.
And so if we're going to keep it real, sometimes as men, we say things, but we really don't follow through with them.
Exactly.
And when it comes to commitments, you know, from what I'm hearing is you're saying, you know, where are you at with that? If you're going to say you're going to do X, You know, are you doing it?
Right. Because the last thing you want to do is rush into something like marriage with somebody that's wishy-washy. You know what I mean? Mm,
yeah.
That's the worst thing to be, is going into a marriage with wishy-washy. You
know what I mean? Right. And I don't know what it is. We'll get into it when we talk about women. But women, I feel like they do a little bit better in that area. Yeah. So they say they're going to do something. They going to give their heart. They all in until you mess up multiple times. And once kind of a woman starts to kind of close, then that's the hard part. Right, so, man.
Yeah. All right, man. So what you all got?
All right. So one of the ones that I had, and it kind of dealt with, does he listen or is he willing to listen? Mm-hmm. And that might have been one on your list. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's so much we don't know as men. When it comes to relationships, we think we know it. And that's kind of the part of the problem is because we think we've seen it, because we're supposed to be the man and the man is supposed to lead and we're supposed to know these things. And I'll give a prime example. It's like, as a man, we would never admit that I really don't know what I'm doing when it comes to sex.
Right.
Or I really don't understand the depths of sex, because we feel like, well, as a man, I'm supposed to know that. And pride kind of steps in. But there's so much when it comes to just life, relationships, marriage, being a husband, that we don't know. So you have to be willing to learn. You have to be willing to be open. And one of the things that kind of jumped out to me is, how well is he willing, or how well are you willing to kind of gain counsel?
Mm-hmm.
And you find some men are so quick to push away, well, we don't need anybody else, and we don't need to hear them, and it's just you and I, and I don't need that. And that's a red flag. That's something, exactly, you know, you need to look out for, if this person is just not really wanting to listen to others.
Exactly. And that's a big thing. I remember I was looking on Facebook, and you know, you always see these videos on Facebooks and memes of a lot of things. There's this video of this guy, right, going into AutoZone, went to get some oil, looked like he's know what he's doing and whatnot, opens the hood of his car, and he opens the oil bottle and just starts pouring the oil over the engine, like all over the engine. And somebody was like, "Hey man, I don't think you should." He's like, "No, I got this. I know what I'm doing." You know what I mean?
But, and that's the same thing. We, as men, we will jack up some things because we feel like we know it all.
Right.
And we don't. And one of the scriptures I had was actually in Proverbs 12:15. Mm-hmm. It says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, mm-hmm. but a wise man listens to advice."
Right.
And so what we see sometimes it is not really the reality of what's needed, and we can be foolish in our sight. And so when we're a wise person is willing to listen and grow, and that's a quality that's so important. If you think you're ready to be a husband, if you think that he might be ready to be a husband, you want to look at and see, well, how does he do in the area he makes mistakes, and does he grow in those areas?
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Good stuff.
All right, man. What you got? You have another one?
All right. So my second one is actually piggybacking off of being a good listener. But it was, is he an open and is he an honest communicator?
Yes. Communication is key.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, man, one thing I've learned in marriage, now I'll be married 10 years in July. But, man, communication is key. Right. You know, and if you're with somebody and you're dating somebody right now, or perhaps engaged to somebody, and you guys can't even actively communicate, meaning like if there's a problem you know, he just shuts down, or, you know, problems seem to never get resolved. You know, it's just something just kind of happens and you just like, you know, let's forget about it and move on. You know, that's not healthy communication. You know,
nope.
Healthy communication is actually talking through things, finding a resolve or finding some type of compromise to where you guys can come to an actual resolution together, you know, so that things don't come up in the future, so that there's no mixed messages, so that there's clear cut communication and there's no doubts and no guessing about anything.
I mean, communication is one of the marriage killers. It's something that kills a marriage because we're not willing to communicate. And as you said, there's such a marriage between listening and communication.
Right.
And so we have to be willing to listen. And that was actually kind of one of the ones that I had, which is kind of the same as communication. And the Bible tells us in 1 Peter 3:7, it says, live with your wife in an understanding way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't live with your wife in an understanding way unless you shut up and listen, right? You have to understand her and what she's feeling. And I'm just going to say this right now. Brothers, I feel you. I'm sure Keontae feels me when I say that sometimes trying to listen to a woman can be hard.
You're right.
Ladies, I'm just trying to be honest as far as how we feel as men, that sometimes it's hard. Now, we as a man, we have our problem. I called out some of our problems as a man. And mind you, I'm not saying that a woman doesn't have something to say. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that a woman, what she is saying is not valid. I'm just saying sometimes as men, we struggle because we feel like we always just want to give an answer. We just, always feel like we know it. And right. Sometimes we do, but there's moments where a woman, she just wants to vent.
Right.
And us as men, we're a lot of times we're problem solvers. A lot of times, our conversations are short, they're sweet, they're to the point. And we just have to learn to just listen, to really understand. And it might take them about 20 minutes to get to what, you felt like you knew maybe a minute ago in.
Yeah.
But you got to let them go through that process. Exactly. And you have to learn to listen. And then that way, that's why I wanted to piggyback off of yours, is that way now you can have good communication, because part of good communication is always listening.
Right. It's good stuff. Good stuff. All right, so what's next on your list?
Well, that was listen.
Oh, okay. So you're piggybacking up. Okay.
Because it was piggybacking, because it was kind of like, you have communicate and listen. And so I just felt like those two. But I can give another one. I do have another one.
Okay.
And I would say this, and mind you, some of these things, they go for both women and men, but mm-hmm. we're kind of highlighting the areas that men, we struggle in. And so I would say the area of sacrifice.
Oh, yeah.
That's, as a man, we can be extremely selfish,
mm-hmm.
and you cannot go into a relationship in a marriage where you're not willing to sacrifice, because you have to be willing to be a giver and a sacrificer and a helper when it comes to marriage. And a lot of times we step into relationships with meeting our own personal needs. It's all kind of about us. And so we're just going to stick with making, we be real. We're just keeping it real.
So real.
As men, a lot of times we step into a relationship really looking to meet our needs.
Yep.
It's about, well, what do your looks do for me? What does your personality do for me? And you can go up and down the list. A lot of times it's what it does for us. And if it doesn't do something for us as a man, a lot of times we're like, I'm not really interested. Mm-hmm. I'm moving on. I'm trying to find that thing. I'm trying to find that woman that does something for me. But if you're going to have a lasting marriage, it's not about you.
Right. Exactly.
It's about them, and it's about us. And so the Bible tells us, is that our goal is we need to not only understand our wives, but you're also, you need to understand, your responsibility is to meet their need.
Exactly.
So what you think, man?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, because when it comes to the area of sacrifice, a lot of times I think people in general, we look at sacrifice as, oh, like some Secret Service type thing, like, oh, I got to jump in front of this bullet for my wife. And although that's a sacrifice in itself, but sacrifice can also be something as simple as, okay, we're in a heated discussion right now, and I know that I'm right. I know that I'm right in what I'm saying and whatnot, but let me just go ahead and take the back seat and just say, I'm sorry, and just listen out to her. You know what I mean? Right then and there, that's a sacrifice. That's a sacrifice in your
That's
pride.
A sacrifice, right?
You know what I mean? Because I think a lot of times us men, especially, we deal with that pride where, like, nah, I know I'm right. I got to get my voice across. You know what I mean? If you could just sit there and be quiet and just be like, you know what? I'm going to let you speak. Just come in with the apology, being the lack for a better word, being the bigger person and just coming with the apology first, that's sacrificing. So you can meet her where she's at, so you can meet her needs, so you guys can come to that level playing field where it's not so hostile and, everything is heated. But, you can become the calm in the room and cool things down with your sacrifice.
Now, you said it best, man. And I feel like I feel like the challenge that the Bible gives the husband is harder. Mm-hmm. And this could be subjective. It probably is subjective, but it's harder than the challenge, that the Bible gives to the wife. And that is, for the husband, is to love your wife like Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we miss the fact that Christ died for the church. Christ was willing to sacrifice himself for the betterment, for the good. And if we as men would be willing to do that more, if we as men would lead in that, then marriages would be far better off. And so almost one of the things that you're looking for, right? One of the things that you're looking for in, let's say if you're dating, is he willing to make those sacrifices? Is it always about him? Because if it's always about him and he's never willing to make sacrifices, or that's why there's growth. So it might have been about him, but you bring it up, or there's been communication. And so did he learn? Is he making efforts? You know, are you communicating? Now you can kind of see how all these things start to fit in. Is because if somebody's not good at sacrificing early, which most of us as men were not, if we're willing to learn and grow and you see growth, then that can encourage you. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you want to notice if it's always about him, because that's not going to change just because you get married.
Right.
And I think that's kind of the wrong assumption. You can kind of chime in, as I feel like a lot of times people might be dating and they're in this courtship and they're in this deep, you know, relationship for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and there's red flags all over the place, but there's such a love for that other person that they're constantly feeling like, well, if we just get married, it will fix this.
Yeah, man, you have no idea what you're doing. It's like the interesting thing about marriage, people can be dating, I have some family members that have been literally like dating for like 20 years because they haven't been married, you know, and they'll be together for like 20 years. And then once they get married, like the first year, then everything just, you know, and now they're ready to break up. You know what I mean? Right. It's like marriage just puts it just puts an extra level of just, I don't know what it is, but marriage is just hard work.
Well, here's, I believe I know part of it. Part of it is blessing. Mm-hmm. From God.
Right.
Because when we're not in marriage and in the sanctity of marriage, then therefore the blessing of God is not upon that marriage the same way. Mm-hmm. I mean, upon that relationship. And so for the most part, the enemy is kind of like, you know what? Okay, look, they're in sin. They're doing their thing. And so do it. But then you get married, you make a commitment. And you're making a commitment before God. And so the enemy wants to challenge. And so you do come under more attacks when you are married.
Right.
And that's part of the issue. So.
Yeah, man.
All right. Do you have one last one?
Yeah. My last one is actually kind of twofold. But okay. It's he has control over his temper and he is patient. Now, why it's twofold?
Okay, I did have patience. That was okay. Good.
Yeah, because why it's twofold? Because I found a scripture that kind of touches on both in the same sense. So it's Proverbs 15, verse 18. And it says, hot tempers cause arguments, but patience brings peace. One of the main complaints that I hear people talk about, or even, you know, people I know that got married, is once they get married, and let's say something happens in a marriage where the spouse just, you know, becomes irate at something or gets very angry, and, you know, the other spouse will be like, man, I've never seen them angry before. And, you know, I finally did see them angry and it just wasn't good. You know, what came out of that anger just wasn't good. So if you're dating somebody or courting somebody and, you know, they already have this control over their temper, they're already a very patient person because they take the time to calculate things. They take the time to really think on things and not just act out of anger or act from just outbursts or just reacting to something. But they actually take their time because they know the decision they're going to make is a big one or whatnot. I think that shows a lot in the value of a man being a great husband. You know what I mean? Because if you're not able to see a person get mad or go through struggle or go through problems before you get married, you're not going to know really how they're going to handle those problems once you get in marriage, if that makes sense.
Yeah. That's good. That's really good, because again, we're talking about sometimes the weak areas that we have as men. Mm-hmm. And so one of those weak areas is sometimes we can be hot tempered.
Yeah.
Now, it's not to say that women can't be hot tempered, because I'm sure we both know some women that can be hot tempered.
Right.
But as men, it seems like we're a little bit more hot tempered with hard headedness and, you know, and a whole bunch of other things. And so you're right. I mean, how do we deal with our anger? You know, and so actually one of the things I wanted to, at least the last point that I wanted to kind of bring up, and there's so many. So understand, this is a 20-minute, you know, show.
Right.
We try to keep it about 20 minutes. And so we're not able to hit everything. So these are just some of the things. But kind of my last one, which kind of talks about yours, is conflict resolution.
Mm-hmm.
you really want to evaluate someone's ability to deal with conflict.
Right.
And are they dealing with it in such a way that they're looking for a resolution? They're looking to grow and solve that particular issue. And so you come and you have an argument. Are you able to work through that argument? And this ties in with, you know, communication, but it goes through the process. It's like the next level of communication.
Yeah.
Because we're able to communicate back and forth to the point to where we can resolve an issue.
That's good.
Because people can communicate all day long and give feelings, but they don't come to a point to where they're able to resolve. Because you get some people, they get angry, as you mentioned. And as a result of their anger, they walk away, or I don't want to listen. I don't want to hear it. And this is what a lot of couples do. There's a heated argument.
Mm-hmm.
They try to communicate, but they lack good communication, which results in a lack of good conflict resolution. And so they don't talk.
Right.
They go away. And then a day goes by, a week goes by, and now they're communicating again, but they really didn't deal with the issue.
Exactly. Exactly.
They just allow time to kind of cover that. But one thing that I've learned in life and the challenges of relationships is that time does not heal all wounds.
Mm-mm.
That's a lie. I know people will say, oh, just give it time. It's like, no.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
It sounds real good, but it just allows people to kind of build up walls. And then sometimes you're wondering, why are you snap at me? All I said was something, or all I said is this, is because there was actually a built up of issues and things. And so what you're looking for is when you do have that first argument,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, when you do have that thing that comes up, you know, how are you dealing with that? How does he deal with that issue? Is he willing to talk and work through, or even if he does get angry, is he willing to come back later and talk about the issue later?
Right.
So that's all I have, man.
That's good, man. Yeah, I think we hit a nice little list, you know. Of course, like you said, we weren't able to touch on everything, you know. And, you know, for the listener, maybe, you know, down the line, if, you know, you're kind of looking for a little bit more, maybe we could do a part two of this. You know, just leave that in the comments, though, to let us know
good. And we would love to hear from you. So if you have some others, maybe that you've noticed or people should be aware of, we definitely want to hear from you on that. So, Keontae, you want to close this in prayer?
Oh, yeah, man, no doubt. Father, we just come before you, Lord. First and foremost, Lord, just thanking you for this podcast, Father. We thank you, Lord. It's a new year, Father. And we just thank you, Lord, for just the many blessings that you've already laid out for us, Father, and just all of our listeners, Lord. Father, we ask that you just bless those, Father, that are listening, Father, who, you know, maybe looking for the signs of someone they may be dating, Father, to see if he's, you know, ready for marriage or not. Or maybe a man listening, Father, and they're trying to figure out, you know, do I have the qualities? Do I possess that characteristic of getting ready for marriage, Father? And we ask that you just bless them, Father. Allow them just to take the words, Lord, and the wisdom spoken today, Father, and just apply it to their lives, Father, just to open their minds, Father, open their hearts, Lord, and see where they can make changes or do better, become better, Father, so they may be led into marriage, Father, by you, Lord, and exactly how you want the marriage to be, Father. So we just ask that you just continue to bless everyone, Father. Continue to bless this podcast, Father, as we continue to touch people, Lord, and help people, Father, just through the daily questions of relationships and marriage, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we just thank you for all that you've done, what you're continuing to do, Lord. And it's in your Son, in Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, man, good stuff. So, again, go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org.
Mm-hmm.
And may the Lord just bless you on this day, on this year. And until next time, God bless you and God keep you.
Put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.